Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the best, brightest businesses around our great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin, your host with Basica and NextLink Marketing Solutions. And my co-host, my fearless co-host, is away on business this week in California. Angel, if you're out there listening, don't fall in love with California. We need you back here in Atlanta next week. Hope everything's going well for you out there. We like to start off the show with some positive remarks each and every week. I call them testimonies, and this week is my own little testimony for all the businessmen and women out there. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work, and the only way to do great work is to love what you do. So we have some wonderful guests in our studio today that I'm sure love what they do and would like to introduce them now. Norma West, agency manager from Country Financial. Good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thanks for having me.
So, and we also have Michelle Traeger, owner and operator of Healing Spirits Mobile Massage. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Wonderful. Mike's back there wanting a massage.
I've already been working on her, and I'm not getting anywhere.
I know it. And our last guest today, last but not least, is Scott Forrester. He is the CEO of Forrester Consulting. Thanks so much, Scott, for coming out today.
Thank you so much for having me, Tess.
Wonderful. So we're going to start out the show today with Norma from Country Financial. So now, Norma, tell us all about Country Financial and what you all do over there.
I'd be happy to do that. Country Financial, Tess, has been around for 85 years, helping people to grow their assets, to protect those assets, to make their futures better. We've been in the state of Georgia since 2005. We were originally Cotton States Insurance, so we affiliated with them. We service about 1 million households in 17 states. We are 654 on the Fortune 1000, and we're A-plus rated with AM Best, so we're very proud of that. But more importantly, our reps are local. They're right here in Gwinnett County. We help you protect your home, your auto, your family, your businesses, mm-hmm. and we meet with you one-on-one to really hear what you need.
So you were just kind of highlighting some of the services. Can you go down the services for us in detail?
Sure. We do home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, disability, long-term care. We also do all lines of commercial business. And then we have all the financials like 401ks, IRAs, mutual funds.
Oh, wow. Okay. Almost like a one-stop shop.
It is.
Wonderful. So let me ask you, what are some of the common mistakes people make when it comes to auto insurance?
I think the biggest mistake, Tess, is that they don't really understand their coverages. Many people shop their auto insurance by the premium, and the problem with that is if you get too low a premium, you may not have the right coverage when it comes time to the claim. Mm-hmm. So you can pay a lot of money at that point.
Very true.
So what we really sit down and look at what are you protecting, and we want you to have enough coverage so that a lawsuit wouldn't get into your personal.
Yeah, I very long time ago, I had a very good friend of mine that was an attorney, and she told me, you know, you have to have at least 100, 300, 100 minimum. And I always remembered that, you know, and being, you know, mobile, driving around a lot, you know, a lot of companies I worked for in the past required me to have that. But now that I'm on my own, I still carry that amount because of that reason. So it is very important to have that kind of coverage.
It is. One way we like to explain it to clients is to say you really have three buckets of money. You have your insurance bucket, you have your income bucket, and your asset bucket. And so what we want to do is to make sure that your insurance bucket is much more than the other two buckets, because you don't want money in a lawsuit to be paid out of your income or your assets. Mm-hmm. That's our job. We should be doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. The storms last, a few days? Was that on Monday, all those storms that
yes.
hit? A tree actually fell in my neighbor's yard. You know, I know you guys deal with probably a lot of home
We do.
Can you tell us a little bit more in detail about that?
Sure. Again, it's always important that you have the discussion about how much coverages do you need as far as your liability, your personal property, the damage to the home itself, and all of that. One of the things that happens when there's a big loss, a fire, tornado, something like that, is that we have to ask you, what did you lose? So in order for us to cover what you lost, you have to tell us and you have to make a list of that. So a lot of times when you meet with one of our representatives, we'll spend some time giving you tips and advice before it happens. So my tip for that would be, let's make sure that you have a detailed inventory. A video works great. If you take a video, don't wait until your cabinets are totally clean. Don't wait till the drawers are perfect, but videotape it, because you can look at that video and you can say, oh, that was in that drawer. It's not on my list. And that will help you. It'll make the claim easier and take less time so that we can take care of you.
And what kind of advice would you give somebody that, because obviously, you know, having a mortgage, you're required to have insurance, but those people that maybe have, you know, their homes paid for, what kind of advice would you give them?
As far as if you have a mortgage?
No, if you don't,
if your home is paid for, why do I need coverage?
Right.
Great question. The liability is still the biggest piece to that, because your liability from your home policy is actually what follows you everywhere you go. So, Tess, if you come to my house and you accidentally hurt me and I can't go to work, you're responsible for my lost wages. And it's your home policy, the liability, that takes care of that. You still have to have your personal property replaced if there's a fire or something like that. Landlords' coverages do not take care of your personal property. Mm-hmm. So how do you replace your clothing and your furniture and all those sort of things without a policy? So people who rent should definitely talk to a rep as well.
Right, right. Being a landlord myself, I it's very true. You know, I tell all of my my tenants that they should get the renter's insurance. Is that something that you provide as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's really important, because I'll give you an example. I had a fire a few weeks ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. But the neighbor did not have insurance.
Wow.
The renter who rented the house did not have insurance.
Oh, my.
And the good news for me is that the owner's company did step up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, had the owner not had insurance either, it could have been kind of ugly.
Wow. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Tess Turin with Basica NextLink Marketing, and we are speaking with Norma West from Country Financial Agency Manager. Switching gears a little bit, Norma, and let's talk about business owners. They have a lot to deal with these days. How can your company help business owners?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, our representatives are small business owners themselves. They're independent contractors. So they truly understand what a business owner needs, what their fears are, what their hopes are, things like that. So we've got great policies. We've got commercial policies for small, medium, or large businesses that really specifically talk to what those owners need to have.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of advice would you give business owners that maybe haven't put together a retirement plan? You know, I know that's something that your company offers as well.
It is. Actually, not only for business owners, but everyone.
Right.
Really, everyone needs to have a retirement plan. It's really important that you reach your goals for retirement, but how do you know what those goals are if you don't
I'll probably be working to the day I die.
If you love it, you should.
Right.
But really, there's something like 8,000 mutual funds out there. And it's a little intimidating for most people to figure out, what do I need? What should I do? When do I do this? When do I do that? And that's what our representatives are really good at. Country Financial also has a team that backs us up of professional financial planners. So you get the advantage of having the local person that you know and trust right here. But any really hard questions, we can also take to our financial planning department, and they will sit with us as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are you guys headquartered?
Our office is in Alpharetta.
Mm-hmm.
Our home office is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay.
My office, my agency, my team is based out of Duluth.
Okay.
Georgia. It's right
so local. Perfect.
Very local. And then we have reps in every town.
Wonderful.
We've got a couple in Lawrenceville, Loganville, all the towns.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm growing more, so we want more.
Wow. That's wonderful. And I have to ask, being in marketing myself, I think I originally met you at a community function.
Yeah,
so I know you're out there marketing yourself. But what have you found to be one of the better ways to market here in the Atlanta area?
I really think marketing, our business, almost any business, is personal relationships. So I really do a lot with the Gwinnett Chamber. I think they do an awesome job for being able to get us together. Mm-hmm. And then really it's just getting to know people. It's calling them. It's following up. It's having that personal relationship. I really want my reps to truly care about people, mm-hmm. because when we care, that's when we're going to do the best work for them.
Sounds great. So can you give some of the viewers out there, if they would like to get maybe some more information about your business, what's the best way to contact you?
Perfect. The best way to contact Country Financial is just the website, which is countryfinancial.com. My phone number, I'll be happy to give that to you as well. It's to my Duluth office. It's 770-279-2104. And we can connect you with the rep that's closest to a listener's home so that we can get somebody local for them as well. And then the other thing I'd like to point out real fast is I'm also growing.
Sure.
And I'm looking for salespeople.
Wonderful.
So I would like to direct people to countrycareer.com as well, because they can get a great sales position with us as well.
Now, would they need sales insurance experience, or are you open to people that maybe never even been in sales before?
Absolutely. I'm really looking for a personality. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the person who is ethical, cares about people, competitive, wants to have their own business. In 2 to 5 years, they're going to be that independent contractor and be a small business owner and run their own business.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Norma, thanks so much. It was a pleasure. Thanks for sharing all that great information with us.
Tess, for me and Country Financial and all my reps, thank you so much for having us here.
You're welcome. So our next guest is Michelle. How are you, Michelle?
Doing great.
So tell us a little bit about Healing Spirit Mobile Massage.
Well, Healing Spirit Mobile Massage is, we're completely mobile. We go to people's houses doing massages, table massage, and we also go to offices.
Okay.
Doing events, fairs, Employee Appreciation Day.
I have to ask, is that a little scary going to people's homes? I mean, do you pre-qualify? How does that work?
I do. I'll talk to them over the phone for a while and make sure that they actually have a massage need.
Mm-hmm.
And I get their name, their number, first name, last name, and, just make sure I know where I'm going. And then I have some precautions I've got set up for myself as well.
Good for you. Yeah, because I could see that being a little intimidating.
I've never had a problem. 17 years.
Knock on
and
wood.
I haven't had a problem.
Well, me being in marketing, I mean, there's a lot of businesses that are home-based businesses. And through the years, I've had to meet people at their homes as well. But, like you say, you put things in place to protect yourself. So that's good to hear. So how long has Healing Spirit Massage been up and running?
Well, the mobile part of this has been up and running for 2 years, but I've been a licensed massage therapist for 17 years.
Oh, wow. So obviously you like what you do.
I love what I do. My mother-in-law the other day said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm heading off to work to meet a client." And she said, "Oh, you poor thing." And I said, "No, I love this. I love making my clients feel better. It's just, how wonderful is that?"
Yeah, most people have to beg their spouses for massages, and they will pay good money to get it done.
Yes.
So give us a few benefits of getting, massage.
There's so many different benefits. Everything from relaxation, lowering your blood pressure, getting better sleep, better range of motion, pain management. It helps with sports, pregnancy. There's all sorts of things it helps with. I've got clients who are arthritic. I've got clients who are NFL players. It helps with anything you can think of, pretty much.
Wow. So why do clients choose home massage?
Well, I think one of the reasons they choose home massage is because it's very convenient, very time-saving. You can get off work, go home, and I'm there and I give you a massage. And from the table, you can get up and you can relax, go take a hot bath, pour yourself a glass of wine. I think that's a lot better than hopping in the car after your massage and getting stuck in the Atlanta
falling asleep
traffic
on the road and crashing your car.
Or getting somebody in front of you, you know.
Norma, I know you're probably thinking over there. I'm reading your mind. What type of insurance do you need to do in-home massages? I'm asking you, Michelle.
I'm covered under the ABMP.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
And it's a special insurance for massage therapists. Mm-hmm. So it covers me, you know, if my table breaks, it covers me if someone gets hurt getting on or off my table.
Okay. So do you specialize in certain types of massages?
I have a lot of different modalities, but a few of them are Swedish massage, which is a nice relaxing massage. I do sports massage, pregnancy massage, neuromuscular, polarity, which is an energy work. And there's many more.
What about children? Have you performed?
Yeah, actually, one of my first clients was a child who had ADHD, and his mom brought him in. He was about 7 years old. And I started to give him a really light massage over his clothes. And she took him home that night and came back the next day and said he actually slept for the first time through the whole night, and he became a lot calmer. And not only do I, you know, for him, I not only gave him a massage, but I also gave him a tool of how to calm down and how to count, because he's very, very hyper, and it really helped, and it really helped the mom.
Wow.
Michelle, what type of hours do you work? I mean, do you work after hours? I mean, evenings, weekends?
Yeah, I work Monday through Sunday, 11 to 7.
And you talked about going and doing office, you know, for office staff and massage. I would think that's real popular these days. That you more and more, you know, you see employees, employers doing that type of thing for the employees. Is that a growing side of the business?
That is growing. If you notice lately, a lot of companies are talking about these benefits that they're giving their employees, which are really helping. They're noticing that they're getting less headaches. They're getting less stress in the neck. A lot of repetitive motion injuries with the arms. They're noticing that that is starting to diminish. And employees that might, you know, end up working from home, they come in that day.
Have there been any studies that have shown that the work actually, you know, there's productivity actually increases?
Productivity increases. And not only does productivity increases, but they're more relaxed and they have more energy after a massage.
What types of companies does it matter what size company, or you can do anyone?
No, it doesn't matter how big or small.
Hmm. You know, 9 out of 10 people are it seems like in Georgia especially, it seems like are technology companies these days, and I could see the need being there for office massage. You know, most of the employees in my company, being a technology company, they're sitting in front of a computer 10, 12 hours a day. Something like this, I think, could be very, very beneficial for them.
It is very beneficial. A few of the companies I started out with only going to the office once a month have had me come back. And I've got one company where I go to once a week, and another company I go to a couple times a month because they really notice how much it benefited.
So tell us, how does office chair massage work?
So what I do is I bring in a chair massage, and you sit down. They're fully clothed, and pretty much you work the back, the shoulders, the neck, and the arms.
Is that the one piece of equipment that your face kind of?
Yeah, you are in a face cradle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. I've seen those before, and when you get up, you're just drooling.
Yeah. And for the companies, it doesn't take away from the company time because it's usually done during anywhere between a 15 and a 20 minute break, which is about the time we, you know, take for coffee.
Sure. Sure. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin with Basica Next Link Marketing. And we have in our studio today Michelle Traeger, CEO, owner, operator of Healing Spirit Mobile Massage. So tell us, what types of marketing have you been successful in doing here in the Atlanta area?
For me, a lot of internet stuff, going to the Chamber of Commerce, like Ms. Norma mentioned, and just going out and about. But the most important to me is giving that one-on-one connection with my client, making sure their needs are met, and word of mouth.
Wonderful. Well, Michelle, tell everybody out there if they'd like to get more information about some of your services or have you come over to the office. What's the best way to reach out to you?
Absolutely. First, I don't have an office. I'm all mobile. And my phone number is 678-382-3065. You can call or text. And my website is healingspiritmassages.com.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And last but not least, we have Mr. Scott Forrester from Forrester Consultants, CEO. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tess.
Thanks for being patient.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So tell us a little bit about Forrester Consulting and what you all do.
Absolutely. As a firm, what we specialize in is working with small to medium-sized companies. We do have a couple of larger clients. And our focus is in any area of their sales and business development, and that can also coincide with marketing to make sure that they're making the most of their client acquisition as well as their overall revenue growth.
Okay. So now do you specifically have a vertical that you kind of focus on, or is it A to Z?
It's a great question. The verticals that we specialize in are financial services, healthcare, technology. We have a number of IT service providers that we work with. And then also we have a number of wellness and healthcare related companies that we also serve. But there is no one single vertical or market that we cannot work in. So as long as we have a chance to get to know the company, the markets they serve, the markets they're looking to work in, we can certainly take them on as a client.
So tell us a little bit about the philosophy and also the strategy of Forrester Consulting.
Absolutely. Especially in the last few years with the economy being what it's been. Our background is we have over 56 years of sales and marketing and advertising experience. And with that, we've been able to go out and help companies identify the key areas that prevent most companies from being able to reach or exceed their revenue goals and the company growth models. We do that by doing a lot of upfront quantitative analysis at first. What markets are you in? What markets should you possibly be in that you're not currently marketing out to? And then once we have a chance to learn about your company, do that quantitative analysis, then we present a sales strategy going forward that includes marketing as well as different outreach models that you should be doing.
Interesting. So what have you found are some of the most common mistakes you see with salespeople today?
Absolutely. And it's not just a matter of making mistakes, but it's just sometimes a matter of they haven't been taught or they haven't learned the right types of outreach methodologies. So one of the things that we find and work with a lot of companies on is pipeline management. You can have a company that has the greatest CRM tool in the world, but if the sales management staff, if the sales team members don't know how to utilize that pipeline and have a process for moving their prospects through the pipeline, what you wind up having are a lot of lost opportunities. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the key areas that we work with a lot of clients on, making sure that once you have a prospect and you put them in your system, knowing the proper way to move them through that system to the point comes to where it's not a question if they're going to close. It's just a question of when are they going to close. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things that we do a lot of work with both sales team managers as well as individual producers is simply great tools on how to close prospective clients. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of ways that when you're working with a prospect that you can make sure that you close them through the process, not waiting till the very end and hoping that they sign with you.
So gut check him.
Absolutely.
Right. So what's your take on cold calling?
It's a great question. If you do any reading of current blogs out there, or you listen to a lot of experts, there's a movement that says, and I've seen this written down in so many blogs, just as the title, that cold calling is dead. We don't subscribe to that. We subscribe to the fact that you should always be looking for new markets, new companies, new contacts, and whether that cold prospecting is done through networking, just like we were talking about earlier, or whether it's a sales team and staff in place that are calling on new markets and calling on new companies to introduce who you are, understand cold calling isn't a magic bullet. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of introducing yourself to a number of people. And again, going back to the pipeline, whether someone signs with you in 1 month after you met them or signs 1.5 years after you met them, mm-hmm. they're all viable prospects. So that's where we come in. And we talk to our clients about having a system in place so that you're not afraid of going out and meeting new companies and going out to new markets that maybe you haven't worked in before.
So how long is the process? Say, for example, I have a company and I want to hire your firm. How long does the process typically take for small businesses?
It's a great question. Every company, and again, it does have a lot to do with the size of a firm, is different in the engagement. We have some clients that we work with over the course of maybe 1 month to put together a very simple, straightforward sales strategy. Mm-hmm. We have some clients that we'll start out working with who don't even have a sales team or a sales process or even a marketing plan in place. We start from the bare bones. We do a quantitative analysis up front. We find all their markets. We do competitive analysis. We put that together, and then we give them the recommendations. Some clients, after a month of doing that, will ask us to stay on as a retainer. Can you help us get to the next stage? Can you help us hire some people? Whatever the client needs for us to do, we'll be absolutely glad to do it. But it starts with that first strategic analysis, and we go from there.
Hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders Today with Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing, and we are speaking to Scott Forrester, CEO of Forrester Consulting. So obviously, you're helping companies with marketing. I have to ask, how do you market your company?
Absolutely.
How do you get the word out?
Most of our clients come to us through one of two ways. Referrals from our existing clients, which is the best way I think anybody would admit. That. But we also do quite a bit of networking. And that networking includes going out and doing seminars for companies, which in many cases we'll do at no cost to the company because it's a great way for us to introduce ourselves. If we're able to do a lunch and learn or we're able to speak at a sales conference, we have a sales conference we're going to be doing coming up in June for one of the major CPA firms here in town. That's a terrific way for us to be able to show who we are, talk a little bit about what we do, and of course, doing great events like this on this radio program.
Absolutely. So what kind of advice would you give a business owner or a CEO who might be listening today?
The first thing I would tell any business owner, and we talk with companies and business owners and C-level executives all the time, is don't get stuck in one mindset that your way is the only way. A lot of companies that we start working with, or at least we start speaking with when they're prospective clients, they've been doing it the same way for a long time, and they're absolutely not ready to hear anybody else's suggestions. And what I wind up showing them is, take a look at what your competitors are doing. And in a lot of cases, the competitors are outgaining them in every growth model because mm-hmm. the competitors are keeping up with what's
the trends.
The trends.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to online.
Absolutely.
And that's
so much has changed.
Absolutely.
I mean, I say this all the time. I remember I started my career originally started selling yellow pages,
right.
advertising.
Right.
A lot has changed since
Absolutely.
Then.
It
and,
has.
You know, I mean, it's pretty much a dying resource. It's a dead resource.
Right.
And if I didn't change with, you know, marketing trends, I would literally be out of a job today.
Well, Tess, I remember when I got into sales, and I started out in the insurance industry back in the early 1990s. I just gave my age away somewhat there. But back then, we didn't even have computers, okay? And it was very much the old style of doing things. And in the 20-some-odd years since then, it has totally changed. And if you're stuck and doing things the old way just because it's comfortable,
right.
And this goes back to your question, I tell business owners all the time, get out of your comfort zone.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You have to. You have to do it. Even change is constant.
Absolutely.
So for the people that are out there that might be interested in getting information about the business, what's the best way to reach out?
Absolutely. Well, there are two main ways for us. If you go to our website, it's ForresterCNSLTG.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Forrester, I always make sure people know our particular Forrester name is with one R. So it's ForresterCNSLTG.com. And it gives you a portal to be able to reach out and ask us anything or just ask for an appointment. And our phone number is 404-849-4415.
One last thing before I switch over. I did want to mention, I know that you had mentioned something about a blog.
Yes.
So tell us just real quick about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We try our best to have a weekly blog, although there's some weeks where it gets so hectic that we're not able to do it. But our blog, I am always trying to talk about what we're seeing and what we're hearing from our clients and what we're hearing from the other companies that we partner with and do business with. So we're very topical. A blog that we recently did had to do with why are metrics important? Mm-hmm. Why should companies be worried about having metrics for their sales programs? And we went through all the different reasons why that's absolutely key and got a lot of great response from that. But it opens up the dialogue a lot of times whenever people come to us and say, I read that blog. Exactly what did you mean by this point or that?
Okay, great. Well, I was interested about that. So one more time for the listeners out there, your website and contact info.
Absolutely. Our website is Forrester with one R. CNSLTG.com. And then our phone number is 404-849-4415. And we welcome any inquiries and any questions.
Okay. Thanks so much, Scott, for coming out.
Tess, I have one question for Scott.
Absolutely.
And then one question for the whole group, if that's
sure,
okay. First
absolutely.
Of all, Scott, very impressive stuff. But consultants are all over the place.
That's exactly right. They are.
What makes Scott Forrester different from the others?
That's a great question. Believe it or not, even though consultants are all over the place, most of them are more general business consultants. We do not do anything except specific sales and sales and new business development consulting. We have partners in marketing, and that includes online marketing, SEO. If we don't specialize in it from a strictly sales perspective, we'll refer our clients to someone who does do that. But we're specific to sales and business development. And that's, and again, 56 years of experience and background from individual producer level all the way to executive level.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. And the question that I had, Tess, that I found interesting for your entire panel here today is they're all independent business owners, if you will. You know, I know like Norma is working under the structure of Country Financial, but you're kind of your own agency owner, for lack of a better term. Obviously, Michelle owns her own business and Scott owns his consulting business. So you're all run your own businesses. Talk, and we'll start with Norma and go around the table, but the benefits of your own business. Obviously, I would think it's something that you would recommend as opposed to just working for another company and getting a paycheck each week.
Absolutely. I'm going to speak from the representative's point of view because that's what we do. We hire financial representatives who own their own businesses. And the advantages of that is they can really earn any amount they want to earn. It's all about being paid for what they do. They have flexible hours, so they get to work the hours they want to work. And sometimes it's like Michelle, and they're working long hours. But they're reaping the benefits for themselves, which is huge. And then there's the personal satisfaction of being able to go home at night and say, I helped this many people today. I've made their lives better. And I think that's huge.
Michelle, I would guess you just don't have the personality to clock in and clock out and, you know, work that assembly line.
No, but, you know, for me, what's different about me and not working at a spa is I get to take that extra time with that client. So after the massage, if I notice maybe they need some suggestions with exercising or stretching, or maybe they've got a really bad eating habit that's causing them pain, I'll take that time. I'm not on a clock where you get 50 minutes of my time and then you need to be out my door. So you get that extra time, and I love it. I love it when a client gets off the table and says, my pain is gone, or I could move my head. You know, it's just wonderful.
That's one of the questions I was thinking is you could work for somebody else that has that storefront, but you've gone out on your own and doing what you want to do. And Scott, what would you say to that business person out there that's considering maybe starting their own business?
Absolutely. The reason we started was because we kept getting asked by people that we had worked with in the past at different companies to come back and consult with them. So Ed Forrester, my father, and I finally said, we're going to incorporate and do this full time. And to your point, we saw a need. If you're working in a particular industry and you see a need, but there aren't a lot of other people out there who are specifically addressing it, like, again, we're specifically sales and business development. We know that there are a lot of business consultants, but we saw a niche, we saw a need. And if you like you were talking about it, you love what you do because you're helping people doing something that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for allowing me to play the part of Angel Nowlin today on your show, Tess.
Well said, Mike. Well, again, I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming out today. It was a wonderful show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tess.
And if you missed any part of the show today, or if you'd like to be a guest, on one of our upcoming shows. You can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business. I want to thank everybody again. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.